slow down. Mama called me on my phone, asked me if I'm still trapping. I'm like, no, ma'am. Heard the house still booming, you still keep rapping. No, I won't slow down.
Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill Hudson. That song you were just listening is No Man by I Love McConan, sorry.
We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Our Town, Our Truth. We will now kick off our show after local news and weather.
I'm like, no, ma'am. Heard the house still booming. You still keep rapping. No, I won't slow down.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports for the New York State of Politics that the New York State legislative session ended June 20th, a day late. Legalization of recreational marijuana use did not pass, but a bill that would decriminalize small amounts of marijuana and expunge the arrest and convictions of marijuana-related offenses did. The law treats possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana as a violation instead of a crime. In the final days of the session, legislators got many other things accomplished, including revamping rent regulations and allowing driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act also passed, requiring the state's carbon emissions to be reduced by 85% of the 1990 levels by 2050. Read about these stories at New York State of Politics. Sarah Taplin reports for Columbia Green Media that a few weeks ago, a Green County legislature official said the new jail would be under construction by now. Deputy Green County Administrator Warren Hart said on June 5th, and I quote, "At the earliest, we will start the end of next week, but it will probably be June 17th, end quote. On June 19th, ground had not been broken yet, and County Administrator Sean Groden said it is likely it won't be until late next week. Greene County Sheriff candidate Diana Benoit spoke before the legislature June 19th, asking legislators to stop the plan for the $70 million facility in Cookstocky and instead put a new jail in Catskill. Because of the state criminal justice reform that will go into effect in January, Benoit said the 48-bed facility is too large. Peter Kaminsky, the other candidate in the June 25th primary election for the Republican nomination to run for sheriff, disagreed, claiming it was the right size and location and should move forward. Currently, Greene County is sharing jail services with Albany and Columbia counties, which many Greene County legislators consider illegal, though no one has been jailed. Several weeks ago, permits for the construction of the new jail in Cooksaki were received from the Department of Health, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Department of State by county officials. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that New Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan signed the Skip the Straw Law June 20th, banning eateries from handing out disposable straws to patrons unless they ask for a plastic straw. Restaurants in Ulster County are now required to post a sign saying, and I quote, "single-use plastic straws are available upon request," end quote. The law should take effect in September. Ryan said, and I quote, "We are again at the local level here in Ulster County, leading the way, taking action. To my knowledge, this is one of the most forward-looking, innovative pieces of legislation to take discrete action and contribute to solving this problem rather than continuing to contribute to it," end quote. The law passed in Ulster County Legislature 14-7. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. As the high school year ends, the Albany Times Union announced their High School Athletes of the Year, June 20th. 4 local students made the list. Anthony Carlucci of Ichabod Crane, boys soccer and small school, Jeremy Cosenza, Germantown, for boys volleyball, Keon Armstrong for Chatham boys tennis, and Bella Malazzo of Ichabod Crane for softball small school. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. The National Weather Service is forecasting a mostly sunny afternoon for this first day of summer, with a temperature high near 74 degrees and a north wind at 10 to 16 miles an hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low around 56 and a northwest wind at 9 to 11 miles an hour. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
If you're looking for the lean OG pimping, trench coat mobbing, money keep flowing from the bitty to Bumpton. West Coast McConan, the best thing going. They really like my movies, it's the best thing showing. Boss Hog playing, competition slaying. Sell the whole pack, then relax before the day end. Making hella moolah, give a damn about your jeweler. Shout out West Baltimore and free young moolah. I got the gas and the coke, I don't sell Molly no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke, I don't sell Molly no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. Haters can't see us, Niche or Tania. We be in LA, posted like the Coliseum. Big smoking, PCH coasting, Sheratino Hotel, penthouse toasting. When strawberry to dreams turn to champagne reality. Old friend been down since New Life Academy. Now we bound to the dough, it all makes sense. On our own homes, so we ain't gotta pay rent. I got the gas and the coke, I don't sell Molly no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke, I don't sell Molly no more.
You were just listening to I Don't Sell Molly No More by I Love McConan. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Our Town, Our Truth. I'm Jay, here with Romeo, Phoebe, and Kingston. All views expressed by Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Hey, Romeo. Hey, Phoebes. This is Kingston. So today we're going to start with breaking down an interview that a couple of really awesome folks came down from Prattsville to do. They did a podcast. We recorded it and shared it here with Jay specifically yesterday. Romeo, this is kind of be your first hear of it. So, and it was Elle, Alec, and Tristan, and they're part of AmeriCorps. And Elle specifically wanted to talk about their experience being non-binary. And so we wanted to start with a clip in which they're kind of discussing how they came to understand their gender identity.
A huge selection of you.
Nope. Not that, actually. One sec. Here we go. So you wanted to talk about your experience being non-binary and how you figure that out.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Do you want me to go ahead and
start? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, please.
Cool. When I was in, like, middle school, I learned about, like, different gender identities. And for a while, I thought I was cis, but then I realized that I wasn't. So I was like, oh, then I must be, like, demigirl, which is the gender identity where you have bouts of, like, just feeling not completely cisgender, but also not completely agender as well.
Okay.
And then I stumbled up, then that's how I found the term agender, and I was like, I think that fits more, like, a couple years later. So I went as agender a while, still, like, she, they pronouns. And a couple months ago, I found the term non-binary, and I was like, wait, this is, like, perfect. It fits me, like, perfectly, and it's been kind of a shift.
All right, so that's kind of where we came to on that little bit of clip. Jay, you really wanted to talk about that because it resonated with you.
Yeah, I identify as non-binary as well, and, you know, I've had to go through a lot of different labels to really try and find what felt the most comfortable and what I felt I really most resonated with. And when I was first listening to this, I remember thinking, wow, this person just has a very detailed understanding of the exact process of my labels. I feel like a lot of non-binary people struggle at first with finding really a proper understanding of various parts of the terminology, just because it's a very complicated and personal thing to identify as outside of the gender binary. It's kind of a very revolutionary and first time thing for anyone to go through.
I mean, yes, and I mean, for people to have that experience in themselves is different, but, like, it's not entirely a new concept, you know what I mean? Like, thinking of two-spirit people in native cultures, like, this has been around. It's just in terms of, like, our Western society, how well we actually hold that, right?
For sure, yeah. What I more meant was just, it's very revolutionary to actually experience it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's to have somebody also say specifically kind of, like, the exact sort of path you go down, that's really different, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we had another clip in which we're talking about kind of the labor, or Romy, you have something on that? Or, okay, where we're kind of talking about the labor of identity and what it's like to go through doing that work. Then, say, questioning or queer, right? Like, in terms of, like, years doing this work,
yeah,
essentially, of identity.
Mm-hmm. Questioning my sexuality and gender identity. Mm-hmm. My gender identity has been, like, a more, like, past 3 or 4 years thing, but my sexuality has been, like, since I was, like, 8.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
That's...
So, I think it was actually yesterday we had a couple of other people stirring ideas with us. I think it was William and Kais that found that part interesting, and just of how long somebody's been going through their transition.
Yeah, it definitely takes a while to really figure this stuff out. Like, it's very much a long-term thing, I find. And especially just with how very intertwined sexual identity and gender identity are, they really kind of go hand in hand. Questioning one leads to questioning the other, and that can make it take even longer in some cases.
I mean, yes, and I think it's also really important that, like, questioning one's sexuality may not be, like, I think in terms of, like, holding gender identity, that doesn't always have to, like, inform sexuality necessarily, right? Because then we're talking, like, because that's the A also in LGBTQIA. It's, like, asexual, agender, and, like, whether or not you, like, are attracted to somebody is, like, not necessarily going to depend on whether or not you have a gender or not. You know what I mean?
So. Mm-hmm.
Anything over here? Quiet from where?
I'm still learning this stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us and learning.
So if you want to take over, like if you want.
So, in terms of people still learning, which feels relevant, right? We had Tristan, who was on with us, and he had something interesting to say. And then by that, I learned something new from Jay. So, let's listen to that clip right quick.
Oh, alrighty then.
Yeah, that's so rude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Coming into AmeriCorps.
Yeah, wait, sorry. Can you just start over right quick? No, you're good. We got you. There we go.
So coming into AmeriCorps, I'd actually had a friend who identified as non-binary before, but they had always gone by the pronoun Z. Mm-hmm. So coming into AmeriCorps, I've always been struggling and learning more about the LGBTQIA, just everything, learning more and trying to be more educated on the whole just everything, because I think it's very important for us to learn. And I was under the impression starting that anyone who was non-binary chose the pronoun Z. So learning about the they-them pronoun has actually been very important for me and just, I guess, my education in this topic. And I've learned through L.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, like, that's... Jay, you told me about, like, when you were telling William and Kais also about, like, those being neo-pronouns, the Z and the Zer.
Yeah, that's typically the overall label for that group of pronouns, neo-pronouns. Mm-hmm. They, them is considered the more, I guess, mainstream non-binary pronoun just go-to, but there definitely is also a rather large part of the community that uses neo-pronouns. There's been a fair amount of debate about it in the trans community as well, but, you know, people are still using them. It's not exactly going to stop anyone.
I mean, that goes back into, like, people are going to use what pronouns they want to use, right? And there's a way in which there's sort of, you wanted to talk about this, like, casual transphobia in people saying, like, your pronouns aren't valid.
Yeah, I feel like it's very important to realize that there's different forms that transphobia can take. It's not all, you know, the stereotype of the transphobe, where it's someone who's just ragingly against every single trans person that they meet. Mm-hmm. They're just blatantly dissing the trans community and often, by extension, the rest of the community as well. Mm-hmm. But often, casual transphobia is as much of a problem as well. And it allows itself to slip under the radar more just because people don't consider it as big of a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in one part of the interview, Elle had been talking about how when they were in the workplace, their coworkers had just casually said, well, you know, you must be a girl because they, them isn't a thing. And I know that I've definitely faced a lot of people telling me that they, them isn't going to be used in regards to me just because it's not grammatically correct, which, you know, it is, but go off, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
moving beyond that.
But, like, that little piece, actually, I think it's about maybe 15 seconds or so, but we have that clip.
That's not a thing. And I'm just
I don't know, I hear a lot. That doesn't feel comfortable for me. It's like, it's not about you, right? Yeah. Is that, I don't know.
Yeah, some old coworkers have been like, oh, use they, them? That's not a thing. And I'm just like, yes, it is. Because I'm telling you, that's my pronoun. Uh-huh. So that's what they are. And they're like, nah, you're a girl. And I'm like,
oh, that's
alrighty
rude.
Then.
Yeah, that's so rude. Exactly that, right?
Yeah, like, we exist. You telling us that we don't exist isn't going to just make us suddenly turn into the square root of -1.
Oh, love it. All right, how do you feel about a little bit of a song break?
Sounds good to me.
All right, we will be right back.
It's red light.
I was under the impression of starting that
nobody safe anymore. I had to wake up, I couldn't wait anymore. Got so much on my mind, couldn't think anymore. I swear when this album drops, they gon' hate me some more. You gon' see red everywhere like a steak when it's raw. Go around and call me M.A. Shakur. I'ma take them to war. Top of the hill, that's me waving at score. Couldn't wait to be on. Big rappers hate to be born. Speaking of birth, I just wanna thank my mother for having me after she had my brother. All that pain and that suffer, she just had was natural. The doctors, they had to cut. I love you, Mom. C-section, but what a blessing. Who would've guessed it? The next best is nobody expected. Me, a sheep. Except that I'm here. I swear to God, I ain't scared of these. Damn, I'm just really profanities. Cause they call me a dice, a gay, that hate, that hate, that hatred. Damn, that just make you look less of a man, fam. No, y'all is part of the damn plan. They just mad cause I beat the like Bam Bam. Because I'm making these twerk on a handstand. Nobody's talking that talk the way I talk it, dude. Word to Skype, how I see this, how I call it, dude. I open doors that they walking through. Not to brag, but it's important to. Cause they'll forget like I ain't killed. Like in the bullshit truth, don't you know it's red life. We call it red if you call it blue. And why you guys too busy bringing them fours through? Yeah, flexing and stunting, doing what ballers do. I leave with your at the same club that you brought her to. If she I tell her to bring her daughter too. When I was broke, I never hated. I just waited to flex. Cause in my mind, already knew I was next. Now all I do is finesse. Straight bands, got a few in this tech. Like jail calls, all I do is collect. My stress level up, but this is what I do when I'm stressed. I make a like the sun doing its set. I hear you talking, but I don't consider you as a threat. But what's the name? You don't consider who is a threat? Exactly, it's M.A. I move as a threat. They try and knock me, and it's funny because they doing their best. Shake the haters off like a dog doing his wet. Or run down on them like a dog doing it fetch. Holy face blue, look like somebody losing their breath. It's cool. They can hate, still ain't losing the check. Real know what's up, I ain't losing respect. I'm like blah, I let the bars move through your flesh. The more fame, the more problems, man, believe me. But I ain't going nowhere, they need me. I eat this hate for breakfast, they feed me. To beat me is like climbing mountains. The three peak, mad cause my bad. We throw ones on strippers, then we watch them stuff racks in they tip bag. I used to sell O's by the zip bag. And we smoke Fontos, not no zigzags. My goons in the field, not the internet. I hate when use the internet to send a threat. Fans watching, so we ain't really into that. That's your life, you gotta live with that. When the hate don't work, they start telling lies. That's real shit, that's why these haters be coming like flies. Get it? Don't let those lines go over your mind. But I'ma keep in on them, I hope you don't mind. All that hating and they still ain't paid yet. By the way, I got 100 bands stuffed in these bay sweats. Got bags full of money, still ain't been to the bank yet. Not even really have time to deposit these Chase checks. I used to chase checks, now that money coming. I'm talking fast, real fast, like that money running. Blue dye on my hands from all that money touching. Blue dye on my pants from all that money rubbing. Damn, I got a lot of badge for that phone. This the ones that think they know but never know. Shorty knew I was playing just on some joke. Yeah, the Henny played the part, we drunk the whole. Man, they gotta understand, this is a road. We just be f***ing around, regular show. I wasn't gonna say nothing, was gonna hope. But they made it seem like I was on some. Never that. I've been humble and I'm still humble. And to the ones that turned on me, man, I still love you. Keys said, bro, f*** them, they gon' still bump you. And all these that want f*** you, they gon' still want you. You know haters gon' they gon' still f*** you. And all these they gon' still bug you. Just don't let the devil take your good spirits from you. Just pray on it, stay focused, keep your vision tunnel. I love my team, I swear it's like we move in the huddle. I don't let this affect me, I move in the bubble. I swear my haters move in the bundle. It's like they all come together like a puzzle. To that thing go click like a seat buckle. But I just smoke and sip the Henny till I'm seeing double. My money long, I can't afford to even be in trouble. Accomplished so much and I ain't trying to see it crumble. Been working so much that I don't even see the hustle. I just been flexing like you see a muscle. Fighting these demons, they don't see the rumble. Hold the ball, they rather see you fumble. You act so low, they rather be above you. You need a drink? Nah, I need a couple. I'm just being honest, I'm being real, I swear I'm being modest. I don't gotta be fly, I'm fly in my pockets. I'd rather invest money and triple my profit. The flyers be broke and is eating their conscience. Cause they pretend and they try to wear all these designers. You call it designer, I call it disguising. My speaking that knowledge, yeah, I had to remind them. Gotta preach them that real, gotta teach them that trill. And this game is no love, either kill or be killed. I get from your and it's how they feel. I ain't trying to be funny, but I get dough like it.
Give me all the attention. I need all the attention. About to drop me a tape. Collect all the commission. My goons ready for war. Told them hold a position. They like, Ma, you sure I'm ready to blow with the smithing? They don't understand controversy made me hot. So how the f*** you think the haters gonna make me stop? They forgot that Dr. Watkins' post made me pop. I love this. This is that really made me quack. Anyway, I'm done talking to him. Back to this money. Some of y'all is a joke and I laugh cause it's funny. But I'ma go and sip this tea. Yo, pass me the honey. It's M.A. and I'm back with my bully.
Welcome back, y'all. That was Young M.A. Eat. And a big shout out to Danny for putting together our music. Clubhouse staff did the soundscape today. Thank you. And we're back. We're going to do a little bit more with the AmeriCorps interview. Assuming that. So, like, what's some methods maybe that you use?
I usually say, hey, what's up? How are you doing? Like, when I first meet someone, I don't use, like, genders. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, hey. Like, and I introduce myself. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm L, they, them. What are yours? Like, mm-hmm. just to, like, so that if they're comfortable, they can tell me. And if they're not, then they can just be like, oh, yeah, just my name
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Like, normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think it actually goes into a much bigger issue, which is, as a society, we're still working on improving the idea that there is just male and female. And now, in this last decade, we have, I think, opened up a lot more to this idea. Now, a lot of people are still working on, I don't know, adapting their mindset. But we're coming into this idea where you're no longer, as a baby, you're given blue shoes or pink shoes, and that's just, you're just assigned that role for the rest of your life.
Yep. Which sucks.
And is entirely non-consensual as children to be assigned a gender and pigeonholed that you have to do a thing
mm-hmm.
based up of what your biology is.
And it's like, oh, hey, you have a ding-dong, you get pants. Oh, you're not? You get a dress and sparkly stuff.
Well, I mean, that also speaks to the, like, massively sexist nature of our of our culture.
Toxic.
Hey, so let's dive into that. Societal perceptions of assigned gender at birth?
It's definitely a pretty big and still definitely ongoing issue in our society, I think. Just in how it continues to affect people, even just beyond those who are dealing with trying to understand their gender identity. It really just messes with everybody, I think, because like, there's a lot of guys out there who feel like they can't enjoy X, Y, and Z thing purely because it's girly. And I say that with the heaviest possible air quotes, because it shouldn't be like that. It's extremely harmful to everyone. And I also know a lot of girls who have struggled with enjoying things due to toxic femininity, trying mm-hmm. to rein in them and their interests as well.
Yeah.
It affects everyone.
And I kind of have this idea of, like, it being toxic gender, right? Like, the fact that things are pigeonholed and, like, that things are even, like you were saying, you know, like, the language, girly, right? Like, that things get gendered and categorized as, like, feminine or masculine. Like, it's the idea of toxic gender as a whole.
Right, because I notice this a lot in the trans community just because I'm very involved in that. And, there seems to definitely be an issue with how toxic gender, as you referred to it, can... There's definitely an issue in how it affects trans people as well, because I noticed for a while in myself, I used to identify as a trans guy, I no longer do, but for a while there, I was dealing with my own struggles with trying to deal with internalized toxic gender ideals, just in the matter of I was trying so hard to completely reject the idea of everything that was considered by our society to be feminine or girly, just mm-hmm. in the sense that I didn't want to be seen as a girl. And I feel like there's a ton of other people who suffer from very similar things to that. I've definitely talked to a few trans people who have also dealt with even more extreme versions of dealing with toxic gender mm-hmm. ideals and how it affects their lives.
Yeah. I mean, and just to, because Elle did mention that, just to play the end of that clip right quick.
femininity and masculinity and just keeps going.
I appreciate you naming toxic femininity too, because like acknowledge toxic masculinity and its permutations, and toxic femininity exists and is still being perpetuated too. So yeah, so just that ingrained sort of, in order to hold masculinity well, having to reject your own femininity, like that's the kind of tragedy, damage, like violence in some ways done to trans people.
Yeah, people are expected just to jump from one pigeonhole to the other to be accepted by society, and this ties back into the casual transphobia that I was talking about. Even if people pretend that they're accepting, just like they won't be the stereotypical bigot, they will still treat you differently according to societal expectations for what's feminine or what's masculine, and their own internalized perceptions of toxic gender and how it's affected their lives. And like I said, it's an issue for everyone.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. In terms of, so a lot of that backlash in some ways of toxic femininity and masculinity and the casual transphobia is made out of, it's because trans people are doing this rejection of the normative, like the rejection of what society can hold kind of well.
Right. I really think a lot of it ties into overall societal expectations for what's masculine and feminine. So it really has to, I find that a lot of trans people who are trying to really look into that kind of thing have to really go into their own internalized perceptions of toxic gender identities and ideals. And they really have to think about how they've been affected by it. And I find that, I know that I was dealing with this myself when I was first trying to understand the fact that I was non-binary. I really had to struggle a lot with my own ways that I had internalized others' ideas of femininity, just because that one specifically relates to me. I feel like it's important to remember that these things can affect everyone differently, but that is definitely an issue that needs to be addressed in our society as a whole.
Toxic gender and how like those archetypes play out within us. All right, thank you Jay for this, Phoebs, Romeo for hanging out. We're gonna take a little bit of a news break and then we'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson is conducting a search for a firm to provide design and construction planning for a planned $1 million renovation of Promenade Hill Park. The consultant selected will work closely with the city's Downtown Revitalization Committee and grant management consultant Chazen Companies to develop, screen, and advance a design for the park at 2 Warren Street. Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, "It will be a complete renovation of the park," end quote. The park renovation was one of 13 projects designated under the city's $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award. Purcell writes, and I quote, "DRI funds will be used to design and implement concepts that will preserve the park's historic features while providing ADA access to the park plaza and expanding on ideas such as a spray pool, walkways, and playground," end quote. The deadline to submit an application is July 9th. Select firms will be interviewed on July 16th. Public meetings will be a part of the design planning process for the park. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The State Department of Transportation announced June 21st construction is underway on the Route 66 bridge over Kleinkill Creek in Ghent. The project will include the total replacement of the bridge deck and approach slabs bearing the bridge rails, as well as minor steel and substructure repairs. According to a statement released by DOT, when completed, the $1.4 million project will provide, and I quote, "a smoother riding surface and will modernize the structure," end quote. Construction is expected to be completed by the fall. While the bridge deck is being replaced, Route 66 will be closed and an off-site four-mile-long detour will be in place from the end of June through August. The bridge is expected to reopen to vehicle traffic before the Columbia County Fair begins. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer Environmental Coalition announced this week it has joined with Blueprint Geneva to create an online reporting system for complaints about issues related to the Dunn Construction and Demolition Debris Landfill. The online reporting system is called It Stinks. A check of the site at itstinks.org showed more than a dozen complaints were registered as of midday June 21st. The website allows a person to make a complaint about foul odors and other issues, which will then be forwarded by an email to elected officials and the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Nearby residents in Rensselaer and East Greenbush have protested foul odors, blowing dust, noise, pollution, and congestion from landfill truck traffic since the landfill opened in 2015. Read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekachubik is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Cairo Bears Community Art Project unveiled in late May a display of 49 fiberglass bears located in the Green County, Durham. They will remain on display through Labor Day. The bears will be auctioned off at a gala to be held September 28th, and 25% of the sale price will go to the artist. The remaining 75% will benefit the Cairo Development Foundation's Main Street revitalization projects and support projects intended to beautify and improve Cairo. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.